Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 30th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And we do have a new feature to announce for the Internet Storm Center. We will start collecting SSH logs now. Now, this is something that keeps bothering me for years. And finally, I got around to write the import scripts and set up the database for it. Right now, I pretty much build it around Kippo. Kippo is a great little SSH honeypot that not only logs the username and password someone attempts to use to log into a system, but also shell commands and such they're then trying to execute later, and it sort of gives the attacker a little illusion of a shell there. So a great little software. If you want to make it more useful, please consider submitting logs to the shield with it. I did post the Perl script that I used. Now, if you use some other system to collect similar logs, the log format is really trivial. It's just a simple tap to limited form, so shouldn't be too hard to write your own script if you would like to. Now, I suggest you do not log passwords from a real SSH server, of course. So this really only applies more to honeypots. I am in part interested in the password, not just the username. From what I have seen so far, pretty much root is by far the most common username, and the passwords kind of, you know, give you then some lists of weak passwords to test that you're not vulnerable to any of these scams. Also, over the next couple of weeks, of course, expect some public reporting on this data. I'm first waiting to collect a little bit of data before setting up some reports. And Syria appears to be no longer reachable via the internet or most other telecommunication services. Now, connectivity has been up and down for a while now, and probably internet connectivity isn't necessarily their biggest problem there. But this latest outage is commonly seen sort of as an escalation of the conflict. There was initially some different reports with the government saying that the outage was due to sabotage by the rebels. Well, there's now some actual data. Cloudflare did a pretty good analysis of it, and a couple others like Akamai looked into it, that actually the BGP routes were withdrawn by the Syrian telecom simultaneously across all their uplinks. They actually have four different uplinks that connect the country to the rest of the world. So it's somewhat unlikely that physical sabotage would simultaneously cut all four links. And PayPal is getting benefits from its bug bounty program. Today, PayPal announced they fixed three different cross-site scripting vulnerabilities that were found by Benjamin Kuntz, a researcher with a Vulnerability Lab. Cross-site scripting vulnerabilities, like I have said before, they're often underestimated, but in particular here with a financial site like this, of course, they can't be taken too serious. Now, one of the vulnerabilities was in their community forum, but then there were others, for example, that allowed redirect to a third site, so they could be used for phishing, and one in the content management system that's used by some of the commercial PayPal users. And Google fixed an issue in its webmaster service. The webmaster service allows you to determine how Google is indexing your site, alerts you of errors, but you can also essentially tell Google not to index or remove certain pages from the index, which of course can be quite dangerous. Now, in order to actually administer a site via a Google service, you first have to register with it, and essentially actually prove that you're authenticated to make these changes? Well, what happened was that if you had a user in the past that was authorized to make changes and you later removed that authorization, yesterday all of a sudden all these accounts were enabled again and verified again to manage your site, or at least the way Google sees your site. Google fixed the problem, and apparently it only lasted a few hours. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.